tzedukim. Rashi says, "Yachzik yedei mechukas seimer shouldn't do their manners what the tzedukim do." So the Gemara explains now. Ein shechtim l'tzeicha yam, ma'ishtim l'tzeicha yam. What's wrong with shechting that the blood should fall into the yam, to the ocean? Deloy, the Amrit people say l'sora the yam akol shochet that you shechting l'shem the sar the malach of the yam min l'shem the avoy d'zara. In sora tzeich ugra shel mayim nami. Into a puddle of water also should be yosa. Amri, the people say, l'buvoi koshochet, like you shecht into the shadow. Rashi says, patsif shaloi hanir v'mayim, if you look into the water, into the puddle of water, you see your shadow there. So people say you shecht into that also. Omar Rav, Rav, it says, the akurim shanu, talking about the water, is dirty water, that you cannot see a picture there. Now, there's no reflections there, you can't see. That's why it's mutter. Then it says the Mishnah in Shechtin Lagum, you can't shecht into a pit. I for the Moastiri of Amato, first he said, in Shechtin Lagum, you can't shecht into a pit at all. And then it says, no, in the house you could make a pit to shecht into. So Rabbi Yabai says like this, Reisha Baguma Shebashuk, if you have a pit, the whole outside on the street, there you should not shecht into. But in your house it's Mutta. Or Malay Rova Vomidu, Tony Sefer, this says in the Sefer, Uvashuk lo yasukain in the shuk in the streets. You should not do like this. Mechlau the reisha la v'shuk askin the mashma the reisha talking about a pit is not talking about in the shuk. Mashma's even in the house you should not do it. So it's a stira. First the Mishnah says no, and then the Mishnah says yes. Ela rado amar rov rov tzotzokas come. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Ein shecht in laguma kolika. True, you should not shecht into a pit at all. That's also like mechsei l'shem avoy dezara. You should not shecht into a gum at all. Because that's a minig tzedukim, but varoitzer lanake chaser. Somebody wants to clean out his chaser, his backyard. Hates it away. So what should he do? Oisem makom chutz leguma. Let him make a place outside the hole. Veshoichet. Let him shech there. Vedam sheses v'yer leguma. Then the blood will drip down and finally end up into that hole. At least you'll be manake. You'll keep your backyard clean. Therefore, it's murta. Uvashuk zol came, but outside the street you should not do like this. Shlo yechkas tzedukim, you should not come to do minhagim of the tzedukim. But after it says in the house it's mutter, meaning to say not that you could shech and let the dam go straight into the hole. No, that is all times it's also. Just means you can shech a little bit away from it and then let the dam drip along the floor until it comes into the hole to keep the floor clean. Everyone says Tanya kavos the rover, bring your proof to rover. It says, somebody is going on the ship. There's no place on the svina to shecht. So, let us put his hands outside the svina. And the shecht over there. The dam could drip down on the side of the ship. And it's muta. And what's the reason why? Because people know, like, you don't want to get your ship dirty. That's why you're doing it. It's not called you shechting directly into the yam. You're letting it drip down on the side of the ship. So everybody knows why you're doing it that purpose. No. You should not shecht into a pit at all. But if you want to keep your chotzer clean, keitzer the waiser, so what's the answer to make a shechita there in the dam? You should not get everything dirty. It's keitzer the waiser. He hates it away. He says, "Oisa makom chutzah, let him make a place outside the guma. The shecher and the shech there. The dam shaises v'yaru the guma, and then the dam will just drip into the guma. Again, let him shech a little bit away from this pit. Then the dam will just drip down into the pit. Uvashuk lo layasa came, but the shuk is not do like this. Mishum shem the pasuk says, "Ovechukaseim loisalechu." The imosu came, so b'dikacher. Someone does it this. You have to be b'dik after him. Maybe he's a min l'avoy d'zara, and therefore you have to be careful with such a person. Therefore you're not supposed to do it, and the shuk you should never shecht into a hole, let the dam go in the guma. Now the Mishnah says, ha'sheichet l'shem oila. Someone takes the behema chulin, and outside he shechts it with a kavona to do it l'shem a korban oila. Or else l'shem zvachim, l'shem another korban. L'shem Oshem, L'shem Korban Oshem, L'shem Oshem Tolui, L'shem Pesach, Korban Pesach, L'shem Toido, L'shem Korban Pesach, of Korban Toido, Zlochu Shchitah Sapsula. In all these cases, the Shchitah is Psula. even though really lemaisa mikra then it should be kosher, since lemaisa the behemah is only behemah chulin, so there's no issa shute chutz, there's no issa the fact he had a mind to do with l'shem zeh. The vice versa is a little bit gzera, that since these type of karbonis come b'teres and neder in a dova, if somebody sees you doing this, they may think that you makdish should really l'shem the korban, and you make the shute chutz, so people come to think that you're allowed to eat from a shute chutz. So therefore, chutz gzera is sasati to shchitas tula. For Rabbi Shimon Mach, Rabbi Shimon says no, he's not choshes l'marasayin, and therefore since l'maisid is behemus are behemus chulin, so there's no way for shchute chutz, therefore the shchit is kosher. The other Mishnah says, what's going to be shnayim merchsim b'sakim, two people holding on to the knife, v'shechtim, echod b'shem echod mikolelu, one of them is shechtim l'shem b'korban eilu, l'shem b'korban oshem toli, v'yechod l'shem dova kosher. So again, shkita sapsula, since one of them has a wrong machshova, there's this marasayin that looks like shchute chutz, therefore shchit is tzula. What's going to be though, ha'shoichu l'shem chattis, if he shecht l'shem korban chattis, l'shem oshem vad, l'shem korban oshem vadai, l'shem b'chor, l'shem maitz, l'shem tumura, shchitos k'sheira. Then the shchit is kosher, because since these type of animals are not come to us nether in the dova, there's no marasayin that people think like now you be makdish l'shem zem, the minister shchute chutz. Everybody knows it's a behemah schulin, and it means nothing what you're doing. Therefore, shchitos is k'sheira. The Mishnah Zof, Zeklal, this is the klal, that kodovish, nidur, v'nidur, any type of a korban that you could bring, the Torah, a nedur, and a dova, a korban early, could just be menadif to bring it. So then, ha-shechit, l'shmo yizosi, v'shech, l'shem zeh, it's also because it's a marasayin, it looks like you're doing an al-shem shkutechutz. But let's say it's a korban like a chattis, which is shein, a nidur, v'nidur, it's something you cannot bring with her as a neder. Or in the Dovom, is Hashrech l'shumay kosher. Even though the Shem Zed, there's no marasayin, therefore the Shchit is kosher. Now the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Hashrech l'shem oilo, Oshem tolui, Fred Gemara, Hashrech l'shem oilo, seven says Oshem tolui, Fred Gemara, Oshem tolui, ba nidur v'nidurvu. Is Oshem tolui something you start bringing with her as a neder in the Dovom? The chur, it's a question. The chur nashim tolu is only if it did a chet. If it did a chet, then you can bring the korban. Without a chet, you can't bring the korban. So Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon answers and says, Rabbi Yechon, Hermani, who's Amish to go like? Hermani, Reb Lezi. The Yom Reb Lezi holds, Misnadev Odom Oshim Tolu B'chol Yom, yes. A person can be Misnadev to bring an Oshim Tolu any time. Because a person always does chatoyim. Rashi says, B'chol Yom U'aymed, B'sofi Chatez, Libre Noikvoy, Shem Mechoto. Therefore, you can bring an Oshem Tol anytime you want. Fred Gemara, okay, good, but Tesach, Ba Nidav and Nidavu, could you bring a Korban Pesach and Islam and Nedav and Nidavu? There's a chayv to bring it to Zmana. It's more as a Zmana Kaviyah lay. There's a Zman Kavua, an Era Pesach. On Rabbi Shia, Shani Pesach. Pesach is different. Hail V'Afrashtoi, Kol HaShana Kula. Since you could be Mafreshit, any time of the year you could be Mafresh, set aside this behemah for Korban Pesach. Therefore, any time you do it, still looks like a doom of the Shem Korban Pesach, and therefore, as a marasayin, it looks like a shchut echutz. Omer Rabbi Yanni says, Loishonu ela tamimim, only if the behemah you had was a tam, that could be mistaken for korban. Abo balimum, and let's say the animal you have now is a balmum, so maybe you did, everybody knows it's only regular chulun, it's not been done the Shem Kotchim, there's no marasayin. Rabbi Yechon says no. Rabbi Yechon and Omar afilu balimu, even balimu menami zimnim deromu be midi amuma v'lo yediya. Sometimes it's something they're covering up the mum and you can't tell. So therefore, even though it has the mum, also could be a marasayin. It's also hashoich l'shem chatis. The Gemara says. The Mishnah says. The Gemara says. Omar Rabbi Yechon lo shanu vel shenu mechuyev chatis. Only a person is not mechuyev to be korban chatis. Then there's no mar sign, he needs l'shem kochim now. Avo mechayiv chatis, but what's going to be if the person has a chiyuv to bring korban chatis and he shecht this chulin now l'shem a korban chatis? And we have to be afraid l'shem chotosu oisa. People think he's doing it now l'shem is korban chatis, and if he could eat from it, people will think he could eat from a shchut echutz. Therefore, would be yosa. Avo leikoma l'shem chatosi. I, the person, did not say l'shem his own chatis. Shistam l'shem mekorban chatis. Amr Rabuah, Amr Rabuah says in Echanan, Amr Rabuah, v'yom l'shem chatosi. The Mishnah Torah is not clearly l'shem chatosi. Then the Mishnah says the Shem Tmura. Omer Rav Lozer, Leshonim of Leshem Lezebah Potech Vesai. That's what we say, do Leshem Tmura. That is not, there's no more sign. It's only if you don't own a carbon in your house. Ah, but Yesh Lezebah Potech Vesai. Let's say you have a carbon in your house. The name of, we have to be afraid, Emurei Emabo. Maybe that's if you're making a Tmura now, you need a Tmura of the carbon you have. And therefore it really would be Tmura. So it does look like a Shrutei Chutz. I voloikom leshem tmura zivchi did not say tefillin leshem the tmura of his own carbon mash mestam a tmura. So was enechnami on bavua the yom of the case where he says tefillin leshem tmura zivchi. That's what we're talking about. We say tefillin leshem tmura zivchi. Again, zeaklal. So the more the mishnah ends off zeaklal. So the more it says lasui my was to come to include lasui oilas nozir. Because the clue that an oila that a nozir brings. The matter the mamur thought to say. Holoi nidir, he didn't make a pteras a neder, a nozir, is not pteras a neder. Once it becomes a nozir, he has the chiyuv to bring a korban oila. Is, so if he brings this animal now, the shame and oila of a nozir, it's taka osetit. So chur mar kash is a chur pshita, why not? Avad is called bo pteras neder in the dova. So avad it should be yosa. So mar says no, madatem, I would have thought to say, holoi nodar, like up until now, we know he did not become a nozir, he didn't make the neder. He's not a nozir. And everybody knows what he is. Therefore, it shouldn't be a Mara sign to say he means l'shem a neder of a nozir. So Mara says, no, the gzeir is, eima noda b'tzina, maybe privately he made a neder to become a nozir. So that's the chiddush, if you shech this chulun now, l'shem a neder of a nozir, as Mara sign, it's also teach from it. It looks maybe like shutechutz. Now, the Mishnah says, but Pesheinu Nidiv and Nidiv, a korban that doesn't come to us Nidiv and Nidavo, that's Muta. Lasui, what does it come to include? Oilas Yoledes, if Elisha gives birth to her Yoledes, that's not something you could bring, but to us Nidiv and Nidavo, it's only if she was a Yoledes. So if she's not a Yoledes, and you make a Shchita now, Lashem that korban, it's Mutatit. Amr Rab Loz, the Lashonu Elashem, Lishon, if the person doesn't have a wife. Avu Yesh, Lishon, if this man that's making a Shchita now has a wife, Ema, maybe Lishmo Weiss, maybe he's doing it all, like maybe his wife did give birth, and she has the chiyuv to bring the korban, he's doing the Shema, so it'd be also. I won't like Homa Lishem Oilas, this guy did not say, he did not speak out, because he didn't say, he shechted now Lishem Oilas, but for his wife. Omer Bavuas, or Bavuas of Enechonami, the Oima Lishem Oilas Ishti, but Tomer, he speaks that clearly and says, he shechted this korban, this animal now, Lishem Oilas, that his wife should have to bring. For the more of sub-shita, there's no sub-shita then, that it's also teeth. Havadra should be a mar sign, it looks like a real shkutechutz.